This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey. Gimme gravy tonight. All right, the mashed potato girl and the gravy girl. Later on in the hour, we're going to call the Butterball Turkey line just for fun. I haven't done that for a number of years. I used to call them all the time. You go on the air and say, this is Doug Steffen, and you're on the air on the DJV program. And they'll chuckle a little bit. Oh, really? Am I on the air now? My love?
What are you going to ask them?
How to cook a turkey. I want to know. Actually, a friend of mine called me. What made me think about this, Victoria? Victoria Keelan is here. It's Thanksgiving Day. How do you do? November the 26th. Doug Steffen here in my tradition of having over the 30-some-odd years I've been doing a syndicated morning program, doing it live on the holidays. Victoria and Jennifer have got me out of doing Christmas and is it New Year's? What's the other day we don't do? I forgot. No, New Year's Day.
Yeah, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, Ebenezer. We're going to be not live.
Listen, see? Is the tail wagging the dog, folks, or not? What do you think? All right, anyway, I'm happy to. I don't care about the first of. New Year's is a nothing day for me because New Year's Eve is a God-blessed waste of time.
Well, this year, who knows? New Year's Eve is going to be a lot of. Well, yeah. Depending on where you are in the country and depending on.
Seacrest would be talking to himself looking down at a crowd of nobody down there. Anyway, so being here live gives us the opportunity to have different folks sharing with us and we share with them. Best wishes, anyway, for a healthy and happy Thanksgiving. Looking around at the world on my farm, I'm so thankful to see all of the wild things that are running around, all the animals, my cows and. There are horses now on the farm, and there are ducks, and there are geese, and, well, the geese, no. Geese, not my friends. They're bad on the farm, but the chickens and stuff. They're the guinea. Do you know what a guinea fowl is? Ever see a guinea hen?
No. Oh, guinea hen? Yeah, I mean, I've heard of it. Well, this guinea is like fowl, a Cornish hen.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. They are the funniest creatures. Somebody dropped off a couple of them earlier this year. And they are like, they're corral. They run.
Well, I've never seen the actual bird. I've only seen them, you know, frozen in the, in the food store.
Yeah. No, these chickens won't go to the fruits. They won't go into the frozen food section. There's two of them that are together. And they run around the barnyard. Whenever anybody comes in or something's different, like last night, we were moving some hay. From one of the barns to another to different cows. And Daisy was out kind of Daisy's learned how to respect. Daisy's my English bulldog. How to respect the animals in the barnyard. When she first, you know, she didn't know anything about the animals in the barnyard, so she'd chase them around. And both the roosters and these guinea hens will have none of that. They chase her back. They just go right after.
You need a webcam for all of the farm
stuff. I know. Yeah, right. So it's really funny to watch. And Daisy now, well, she's always, the first experience with the cows is she stick her nose on their nose, and that's how they got acquainted. The calves, the same thing, but with the chickens and I remember she chased a chicken around, got one of them in her mouth, and then didn't know what to do with it, let it go. And that's, you know, kind of what bulldogs do. Anyway, I'm telling you these stories because it is like a poem. My life is like a poem of life, having all the animals around and being able to tell stories about what goes on the farm. I'm thankful to be able to do that, frankly, and bring you into a focus of what's important on Thanksgiving. The food, yeah, it is important, but thinking back to why we have Thanksgiving Day, that's probably number one. I noticed back in 1789, the Associated Press was just now forming. Imagine that. They're still around today. Huh? Think about that. 1789, Associated Press, the first really national news service. There was a reporter who filed a story about the first holiday that we had in our country Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving. President Washington, he writes, seemed to be enjoying the festivities until his choppers became stuck in an ear of corn. That was quite a coincidence, since Virginia corn was his on his private plate, and he liked it. And he remembered giving thanks for what he had that day, but also was embarrassed because, you know, they say for the purposes of telling the story that he had wooden teeth. In fact, he did not have wooden teeth. He had real teeth that came from the mouths of dead slaves. Did you know that?
I did know that. I believe I told you that.
Oh, okay. Well,
we talked about this a couple months ago.
Yeah. Right, well, I don't always remember my sources.
But most people do not know that, and that's not something that kids are taught in school.
Yeah.
You're taught he had wooden teeth, and that's just not true. So
it's embarrassing for you to know the real story. But that's the story of so much of American history.
The whitewashing of our history. Yep.
Literally and figuratively, the whitewashing of our history. And that's not politically, this isn't coming, I'm the last the last thing anybody would accuse me of being is politically correct. However, I am sensitive to the truth, even though the girls laugh at sometimes the way I come up with stories or how I change the reality of some of the stories that we talk about. But when it comes to history, I do not have that perspective. I am happy to have you. I dump on the stuff that's just not true. And so that was, you know, the story of America is dirty, frankly. I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, it's just the true story of most people's lives. There's a lot of dirt in most people's lives. It just is. We're not pure as a driven snow. We are. We have our little and sometimes large things in our lives that are, you look back on them and think, what the hell did I do that? You know, and I think that that's something, you know, you'd be thankful for not thinking about them too often. Maybe that's the thing. We all have that material. We all have a pile. We all have a load. And if you don't admit to that, then you're being silly. You don't have to focus on it, but you know, admit that you're not perfect and be thankful for the graces that you do have. I think, you know, that we're talking about history. The Spanish explorers and settlers that came here in the late 1500s, early 1600s, Florida. Actually, there's some that arrived in New Mexico. I don't think many people learn about that. They sometimes learn about Jamestown, but the romance is in the Plymouth Rock. Oh, yeah, they landed in Plymouth. They didn't. Well, they did, but they didn't land here first, for sure. First permanent settlement was Jamestown. That's where they had their first Thanksgiving in 1610. And then later on, 1621, they had it up in Plymouth, and so it goes. A lot of people visiting, I noticed one of the websites I look at, Victoria, is about where to travel, Discovery. It's called the Discovery website, and they were talking today about Plymouth and a picture of the Plymouth Rock, which I don't believe is really the rock. I don't think they know where the real rock is. So they put this little rock in a cage, and that's what you see when you...
It's like this tiny little thing.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Plymouth Plantation, though, that was...
very interesting.
I want to say that was like my eighth grade school trip up to Boston. And that was cool. That was really fun to see the little village and how everyone lived. And I'm not a fan of why it's called a plantation. I don't get that. But it was really fun to go and experience
that. It was called Plymouth. That was the name of the town. It was Plymouth Plantation was the name of the community. It wasn't because it was, I know what the ramifications are later on, plantation used in negative sense.
Right.
But because there were slaves on all the plantations. In early Americana, there wasn't. Actually, there wasn't slavery in American history until, I want to say, a century after the country was founded, when people were being brought over here, when we began to develop. Development brought about slavery. And the slavery lasted in this country for a little more than 100 years. Before people got really, some people got uncomfortable with it anyway. So the night of Thanksgiving, I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckoned, the dark meat and white. But I fought the temptation with all of my might. Tossing and turning with anticipation, the thought of a snack became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round. Because all of a sudden, I rose off the ground, I crashed through the ceiling, floated into the sky with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie, but I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all! Pass the cranberries, please."
Who wrote that?
Well, I found that. It was, you know what? I found that when I was teaching English in the junior high school. I don't know where, that somebody gave it to me, a lady named Betty Decker sent that to me back in, it was 1970-something or other. And, you know, over the years, listeners have sent me lots and lots of stuff, too, that manages to find its way to
we
the
should
airway.
Do some limericks for St. Patrick's Day.
No, limericks for Thanksgiving. There must be limericks for Thanksgiving. Don't you think?
I don't know. Huh? I mean, Thanksgiving is not an Irish holiday, so I don't know.
No, but limericks are just all about the holiday. Yeah, I suppose they are. That would be more appropriate then. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, appropriate today. Do you know when it first started?
I don't. I'm going to guess maybe like in the 40s?
1924.
Oh, okay.
Yep. That was the year, I think, that they opened. Macy's and Gimbel's and Montgomery Ward all had, they were the early department stores, the big department stores in our country, and they all had Thanksgiving Day parades. Gimbel's was in Philadelphia. You must know Gimbel's, excuse me, don't
I've
you?
I've heard of Gimbel's, yeah.
Yeah, they were a big mid-state outfit. All right, I got to clear my throat. 18 past the hour on the DJV Thanksgiving Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Santa stole Thanksgiving from Christmas. It was such a happy holiday.
Who's this?
No more laid back.
That's Jimmy Buffett?
It's Black
yes,
Friday.
It is.
Wow. Crank this up. This is cool.
Thanksgiving to the mall.
So what do you suppose Thanksgiving is like for him? Right? A little margarita? For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what do you think?
I don't know.
Different. By the way, Thanksgiving, when the English were booted out of America, they never had Thanksgiving in England until they got the idea from us. Did you know that? That's where the maypole began. They posted deer antlers and stuff in this area called Marymount. And it's, yes, please. Why'd you wait till now to play this? No, we got to play this in the next half hour. Adam Sandler coming up in the next half hour, plus a call to the Butterball Turkey Line on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Those of you who listen only on the holidays, we have a tradition here every Thursday at this time of the program. It's called Throwback Thursday. We take the top five songs from a particular week in music history. We don't go back as far as Brahms, Beethoven, Handel, any of those people.
The music of your youth? No, we don't go back that far.
This is music from my youth, in fact. Number five this week in 1961 belonged to the Marvelettes, creation of Berry Gordy, the Motown sound, the early Motown sound. Please, Mr. Postman, crank it up there, Phil. They had three or four hits and they all sounded the same, the Marvelettes, which was pretty much the way it was during the early 60s. All right, so this is a fun song, Please, Mr. Postman. Today, that whole thing has a different meaning to it. Number four this week was a fabulous tune from Ray Charles. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. What you say?
Oh, woman, treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my
things and go. Right, hit the road, Jack. Good tune. Yes, it's here for this one.
What you say?
My allergies are not liking me today. Apologize for that. All right, number three came from Brenda Lee. Big country artist who did a lot of crossover. She was maturing. She was in her late teens. And this was produced. It's kind of a sad song. I always love the chorus in the background, don't you? Some of these early tunes. So much fun. Yeah.
I mean, it was sort of a signature sound of that era. Yeah.
Right. This is the first big hit. This guy's still around, by the way. Dion DiMucci. This was his first hit.
I love this song.
I'm a run around to number two. Crank it up, Phil. Ba-ba-da. Babadook.
So if you don't want to cry like I do, I'll keep
that
away from
run around to Stairway. Oh.
Well, it's funny because Dion has that new Christmas song out with Amy Grant.
Yep.
And we were laughing last week when we played it. Our colleague Jen hated it, but we thought it was okay.
Well, he's in his 80s now. He's still hopping around. Good for him. Number one this week. Now, hold off on this before you play it, Phil. This song, mostly people today know Jimmy Dean because of the sausage. Unfortunately, he's passed away. But he became famous because he was one of the first very successful country artists. This was a story song that was at number one for 5 weeks in a row. The story of Big Bad John.
A huge right hand's in a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big Bad John. That's pretty much the story. Well, you can listen to the story. It doesn't do it justice to just play a little snippet because you've got to listen to the whole song. Do you know the song, Victoria? Have you heard this?
No, I don't.
It's a story about a guy who saves a bunch of people in a mine. It's one of those country folk stories that he made into a song. And it worked very well for him and really put him on the map. So he did a lot of things. He was a character in one of the James Bond movies. He made a lot of money selling sausages. And his family's still in the business, so they still use his commercials. So that's it. Number one this week in 1961, Big Bad John. 28 after on the DJV Show. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is on despite pandemic worries. The pandemic, which shut down most of New York in March, may have upended most traditions this holiday season, but not the annual New York City Parade. Susan Terchero, executive producer of the parade, said, "Traditions like this are comforting and they're uplifting. New York has always been a tough city. It bounces back. It takes its blows and then it continues on." NBC and Telemundo will broadcast the parade on TV starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. U.S. President Trump on Wednesday pardoned his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, but was never sentenced in the flawed case. Flawed so bad, the Department of Justice decided to drop the case. The presiding judge put everything on hold for well over 2 years. President Trump said, "It's my great honor to announce that General Michael T. Flynn has been granted a full pardon." USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The NFL had scheduled 3 games for your Thanksgiving holiday. Enter COVID-19 from stage left, and the need to drop a game off today's schedule is explained by NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills.
Like with every situation, it's an abundance of caution, trying to make sure we create the safest possible environment for players, coaches, staff, everyone that's involved. And so we look at each one of these situations and ask ourselves, do we understand transmission? Do we believe we can put the pieces together to figure out when we're out of that risk of further transmission? So in any one of these situations, you're looking at who's at risk, how long are they at risk for, and if we think there's still a vulnerability to a substantial number of people, then it's best to postpone, and so that's what we've done here.
The Steelers-Ravens game has been pushed back to Sunday at 1:15 p.m. Eastern because many Baltimore players have tested positive for COVID-19.
We've done a very, very deep dive into this situation. We've interviewed everyone involved. We looked at all the data. We've also done what's called genomic epidemiology, meaning we've gone in and looked at the exact genome of the virus samples from all the infected individuals. So we feel like we have a really good handle on exactly when transmission occurred and how it occurred. And I think that we feel like we're just a couple of days away from being out of that window of vulnerability for that transmission event. So obviously you have to take each day as it comes and look for any new data that may emerge. But right now, we simply feel like that as of tomorrow, we would not have confidence in going forward. But I think we feel we're very close to the end of that transmission event. And at present, we're targeting Sunday, absent any new information that would change the facts that we have right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey doo and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say, that's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Oh, white meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Pinks poster. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye.
turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys.
Me too.
Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Adam Sandler. As the Thanksgiving song, he does the Hanukkah song at Christmas, but he's very clever. That goes back. I mean, you can tell by the references, about 25, 30 years. He's in his late 50s now, I think, Adam Sandler. Isn't he?
Mid-50s, sure. At least.
At least, yeah exactly. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of a turkey, by the way, as a symbol for the Thanksgiving meal is about as contrived as the notion that the holiday was initiated to celebrate the pilgrims' good fortune after landing in Plymouth Rock. It's just baloney, or turkey, or whatever it is you want to call it. It's far, far from conclusive that turkey was even at the first meal. As a matter of fact, there were wild turkeys around then, but they were tough to catch, frankly. And if you look at the historical pieces of things that were written down, turkey was never specifically mentioned in the accounts and other celebrations that the colonists had over the next 50 years did seem to bring turkey in. But as far as it being in the first Thanksgiving, far from proven that it was, frankly. So anyway.
What would have been more likely?
Pheasants, probably. Mm-hmm. They got deer, venison, mm-hmm. things that were around. There was corn. The natives who, you know, there was no communication. Nobody could understand what each other was saying. But because the first people that came were not aggressive, and the natives were curious as much as anything else, and they helped them survive through that first winter, frankly.
Can you imagine?
Just think about it. Put yourself in this place. You travel for 3 months and almost die on this little tin can ship that was about the size of a tractor trailer truck today. All right, you think about how this little boat sailed across the North Atlantic in some horrible weather, worst time of year you could possibly imagine, because the North Atlantic this time of year is full wild with storms. And so, you know, you come across and you don't know where you're really going. You think, you know, the original settlers, as you heard oftentimes, thought that the same thing that Columbus did, that he was going to India. That's why the islands are called the West Indies, because when he landed there, he thought he was in India. And so that's another part of the historical mayhem that surrounds a lot of these early historical perspectives that we have in the founding of our country. But at any rate, and I'm not trying to throw cold water on some of the stories. They're kind of romanticized and it's cool and yada yada. The first Thanksgiving was October 2nd, 1798. It wasn't on the last Thanksgiving, last Thursday of November. There were a lot of people. Abraham Lincoln actually declared Thanksgiving as a national holiday in 1863. And there were a number of people who were working on, historically speaking, what the right foods were. As a matter of fact, there's an anthropology professor at University of Michigan named Richard Ford who did the ultimate work on this, getting the information that what was really served at the first celebration. And it wasn't really, it was just, they did give thanks because they would not have survived had it not been for the natives that had helped them. But anyway, I don't. Even though turkey is the main part of the meal now, it wasn't then. And there are a lot of other facts about Thanksgiving that go up in smoke in reality when you know, the test of time. We just, you know, when you think about, and that, I guess maybe does it make a difference is the question, Victoria. Mm-hmm. When you think about the actual historical, you know, maybe nobody cares. There were 90 attendees at the first Thanksgiving. Most of them were Wampanoag Indians. Or at least half of them were. Half of them were English and half of them were Indians. Wampanoags, a tribe in eastern Massachusetts. They were crucial because of what they provided. Deer. They taught the Americans how to hunt. And then the English taught them how to speak. They taught them how to fish. They taught them how to grow crops. That sort of stuff. But the first winter was catastrophic. Half of them died. Half of them died coming over on the Mayflower, and another half of them died. You know, they were, I forgot the original number. Was it 153? Something like that. It seemed to me that's the number. I don't remember offhand, but this was not. I mean, you get off the boat and you're in a you don't even know where
climate.
You are.
Yeah,
completely hostile.
Yeah.
The environment was completely hostile.
The weather, and, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, you're a New Englander. I was a New Englander for a few years in high school in Connecticut, but.
Why do you think
winters.
I go to California every year and have
since
1993? Yeah, you can have these winters. Although this winter is supposed to be fairly
mild,
so we'll wait
and
see. Yeah. All right, so COVID has taken its toll yet on another game. Why did the NFL postpone the Ravens-Steelers game? Is it just because of COVID or was something else going on?
No, it's too many players have tested positive. So the Thanksgiving game today was supposed to be the Ravens against the Steelers. That's been moved to Sunday at 1:15. That will be broadcast nationally on NBC, so you won't miss the game. But it's the first time that a game has actually been postponed because of COVID. And so just, you know, too many players are coming up with positive cases, and then they have to be quarantined, and some have symptoms and some don't. So it's really kind of a mess. So I think it's about 10 players this week have already tested positive.
Well, overall through the season, a number of them,
hundreds
of them actually have come down with this, right?
Well, and you know, the NBA didn't have any cases. So the NBA had that bubble down in Disney World, and that clearly isolation, social distancing, that works because they didn't have a single case. And then, you know, baseball had a few because they traveled around. And then, of course, football with all the travel, that's, you know, that's kind of the big problem of why, you know, why they keep having these positive cases popping up.
Yep. So I'm going to be aware of, no question about that. In a moment, we're going to call the Butterball Turkey Line and find out what some of the more difficult problems have been this year to fix. I want to talk about peanut oil and frying turkeys in peanut oil. You ever done that?
I have not done it myself, but I've had it, and it is delicious.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh,
very good.
So good.
All right, so we'll find out we'll give you a few pieces of advice from the Butterball Line in a matter of moments here, 43 after the hour. Another happy Thanksgiving wish, this time from the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin is the healthy, right way to lose weight, the natural way. No stimulants, no drugs. And this is the time of year when they are very generous. We now in Christmas, you can buy their product and get an equal number of months free. This product is so fabulously well constructed, if you will. Put together, the formula came from a doctor and three nurses who were experts in weight loss, and they saw these people that had all kinds of trouble losing weight and keeping it off. That's really the secret here. You lose the weight and you keep it off following the Calitrin program. Get the whole story at toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you check out so you can take advantage of not only have to pay for shipping, but these great deals. Buy three, get three free. That's 3 months you pay for, 3 months you don't. 6 month program. And then maybe bring everybody in your family and you can, between now and Christmas, buy 3 or 4 or 10 or 20 and get the equal number without having to pay for it. So get on this program. It's fabuloso. It really does. And it works. That's why 86% of the people who've gone through the program, are happy to tell you, get on it now before it's too late. Don't get yourself all puffed up over the holidays. Take this and enjoy the food and lose the weight same time. That's at Calitrin's. Well, you can go to calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, or confusing may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and LLS Consumer Access.org, number 3030. The Black Friday sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
The Democrats and the corporate media are telling the public that they are confident that absolutely no voter fraud occurred in the presidential election. But their actions suggest that they are not as certain as they would have you believe. This is Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Recently, the anti-Trump crowd has engaged in a targeted harassment campaign to intimidate attorneys working with Trump's legal team as he contests the results of the election. They have used social media to encourage their followers to engage in questionable behavior to pressure law firms to withdraw from Trump's team. A Philadelphia lawyer even received death threats for working for the president. So what are the Democrats so afraid of? If they were so confident that nobody committed voter fraud, why are they so intent on stopping attorneys investigating the matter? Why would they resort to harassment and death threats to stop Trump's legal challenge to the election results? Perhaps the voter fraud deniers doth protest too much. Learn more at LibertyNation.com, conservative news where truth matters.
Come on, let's turkey drive. Let's get it.
Thanksgiving on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, man, I've really got the allergies today.
Yeah.
I apologize for that. Those of you who are listening for the first time to this program, think, what's wrong with this guy who's on the air? Well, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and so out in the wilds of the, at the end of the season like it is now, lots of ragweed and pollen and stuff floating around in the air. It's kind of like at the beginning. It's almost enemy time through the whole season. Remember, it seems like yesterday, Victoria, we were talking about all the yellow stuff that comes, the pollen that floats around into your house, onto your car, everywhere in the springtime. And those of us who are sensitive to this sort of thing, although you say you're sensitive to it too, but you take a Zyrtec or a Claritin or something before you go on the air. I don't do that
every day
because they make me sleepy. So I wouldn't want
to. Yeah, you might have to mess around. Like, there are different ones that, you know, Claritin doesn't really work for me, but it works for a lot of other people. It just depends. Yeah. Some of them don't have any. Like, Zyrtec has no impact on me at all. So just, you could find a good one.
Happy Thanksgiving. Now, so we're on hold at the Butterball Turkey Line. We're in, apparently this year they're busier than I have. Usually I dial in and get right on. I was moved to do this. I haven't done it for a couple of years on the air because the people that answered the phone were kind of silly. There was one lady, though, that I got to talk to a couple of years in a row. You can sometimes ask for someone, but, you know, they're all around the clock for about a month. It's a great promo for Butterball Turkeys. Only problem is that this year, there aren't any around. They're all gone. If you go to a store last minute to try to find a turkey, forget it. You won't find one.
I went to three stores on Tuesday and couldn't find. They had the giant turkeys, the frozen ones or the fresh ones, but they didn't have any. I just wanted to get a smaller turkey breast because it's just my husband and me. And I went to three different stores and finally found, which is essentially, it's a pre-sliced, it's a small turkey breast. It's essentially like deli turkey.
Right.
So that's what we're having.
Well,
that's the best we can do.
The thing is, and I say this because I don't really think you should go to the store. Go to the local farmer who raises turkeys and has them.
Good luck, because I don't know where that is around me.
Well, they were all long ago. People realized this year how much they needed the local farms, and so the turkeys were spoken for a long time ago. And so that's why you can't. But generally speaking, even the big mega farms that grow tens of thousands of turkeys every year have run short for any number of reasons. At any rate, the turkey godfather is here. Uncle Dougie wishes you a happy Thanksgiving, Victoria. It's 10
Thank
before
you,
the
you
hour.
Too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here we are, another perfect way to say thank you on Thanksgiving. Precious moments. Chuck Curry, been having precious moments. Do you remember, you must, I bet you remember this because you've been along with me longer than anybody else has been. When I did that contest on the air, people would call and do gobbles and I gave away a bunch of turkeys. I remember that. When you're mimicking a turkey call. Do you remember that?
I think I do. I remember when I first came on, I used to do contests all the time.
Yes.
Trivia.
I did.
Yep.
It was a phase.
I got a question. The reason we're playing that song is tonight's football game on NBC, Steelers-Ravens, has been bumped because too many Ravens have the COVID.
Right.
So I was curious what they're going to plug in their airtime. I was thinking a good idea would either be It's a Wonderful Life, which they do every year, or Home Alone to get people in the mood for the holiday season. I love It's a Wonderful Life. It's my all-time favorite Christmas movie. But I got to tell you, I also love Home Alone. I think it would be perfect.
There's a stark contrast between the
there is. But having said that, network TV is not exactly a staple for a collective experience anymore. So does it really matter?
Well, I think it does matter. I think a lot of things matter.
I always thought that on Thanksgiving night was, when I was a kid growing up, it Yeah, I always thought that that the Wizard of Oz got played on Thanksgiving night.
That did. Mm-hmm. That did a long time ago.
And then I guess it stopped. I don't know why it was connected to Thanksgiving, but
it's probably
it
something
was.
Politically incorrect in it some way, shape, or form.
Well, I think the one movie that stands out in my mind, which would be Thanksgiving related, would be John Hughes' Planes, Trains, and Automobiles from 1987. That is a really good one. I got a big story, Doug, I want to talk about.
Big story. Yesterday. Chuck Curry, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Bulletin from the movie desk.
It's almost the same theme as we discuss all the time, but it's just another layer. The Hollywood Reporter, which is a big trade in the business, is reporting that Legendary Pictures and Warner Brothers Kong vs. Godzilla, which is a sequel to the two Godzilla movies and Kong vs. Skull Island, which was supposed to come out, I think, right now, and then got kicked to May of 2021 due to COVID. It's being reported there's a very good probability that this movie is going to wind up directly to streaming, and Netflix bid over $200 million for the movie, and now they're going to HBO Max, which Warner Brothers owns, to see if they could get a higher bid. This has to be a $150 million plus film. The question is, and it shows you, and I said this to you off air, it appears that these production companies and studios really do need their cash flow, because this movie easily, even if it's not very good, could do $800 million worldwide and net a $300 million plus profit. If they take the $200 million from Netflix, all they're going to do basically is break even. So thoughts on that?
Don't do it. That'd be my thought on it. I think what they're doing is they're eating their young. They're killing the business. And the profits will go down without being, if you discourage people from going to movies and they only have to pay a certain amount of money every month to Netflix or whatever, it's, in the long run, it's a lot cheaper for people, even if it's not as enjoyable experience. I love going to the movie theater. That's where I want to see a big movie, or maybe even some, I was looking at this, so I might go to the movies today, some of the older movies that are around just for fun. I don't know. I just think there's too much pressure. They spend a lot of money, and, you know, they dig themselves a hole. But what they're doing is ruining, for me anyway, my taste, the movie experience. Part of the excitement is going to the movies.
If you look at the model, what they're doing is from a streaming point of view, they are seed planting subscribers. Disney, like I said last week, has 78 million Disney Plus subscribers. They say in 4 years that would be 200 million. Netflix has about 180 million subscribers for Netflix. HBO Max, I think, has a little over 20 million. So if they keep adding these films and properties, you know, in 5 years, you're looking at 5 years down the road. If, let's say, Netflix has 300 million subscribers a total in 5 years, that is immense power. People paying, you know, $15 plus per month. I mean, that is, you're talking about $1 billion business. That's why they can afford to pay a $200 million check for one movie. But I agree with you. We have a lot to be thankful, and we always do, but there's a tremendous sadness for people who like to go to a movie, because it's just not happening, and it won't for at least, I think, close to summer of 2021.
It'll be spring anyway. But it's still interesting to see what Wonder Woman does on Christmas. All right, Chucker, merry and happy, and God love you, you're a wonderful friend. Chuck Curry is our movie man, our movie moments on the DJV program. Doug and Victoria wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back on the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.